Learning to swim was important. It was dangerous living near water. John O'Neill.
Because of the location of hot wells on the edge of the river, people did get drowned, and some of the boys in hot wells got drowned. People were not forced into learning to swim, but encouraged.
Our poor old Roy fell in out as a little toddler when the kids threw in a chain and brought him in that way. Oh yeah, he did survive.
It wasn't surprising there were accidents. You didn't need to pay to swim in the docks. Pat Baker, Derek Gay and John O'Neill remember.
That was your playground. They only wanted to swim, that's where they go in the docks.
My dad was a natural swimmer. Him and his brother used to swim in the harbour, in amongst the ships, and he'd get covered in oil.
You could be swimming in the river and finding rather strange objects which you'd never ever known about to float past you whilst you were swimming. We used to go swimming in a nutty. The usual thing was to swim across to me and Hazel's old timber yard, I think. But I've been chased a few times. You could see the police launch coming down the river. So we were way out into the river, so we swam back and we were going like crazy, with no clothes on. And the police were only sort of yards away, so out we get, out onto Hotwell Road. And this is a Saturday afternoon, and we were covering ourselves up, and we're running down through the people. Hello, Mrs. Somebody said, hello, Tom. Hello, John. And you're speaking to everybody, or acknowledging everybody. Anyway, we got recognised. So before I got home, the police had already paid a visit. As I went through the door, I had a smack.
I probably can't swim.
Schools had a responsibility to teach kids to swim.
I used to come to Jacob's Wells swimming, or in my case, trying to avoid swimming. I never went to school on the day that swimming was going to take place, and it was always the first lesson, so I was lucky. I would leave home, climb up onto Brandon Hill, see the coach arrive, all the children from my class, and at the end of their lesson, they would be coming out with wet hair, damp costumes and towels. I would come down over the steps from Brandon Hill and join the queue at the end. No one ever tumbled that my hair was not wet or my costume was not wet or towel.
That was Mike Britton. He still doesn't swim, but his family, on the other hand.
My wife taught swimming. And we have three daughters who all swam for England. And Becky got into the GB team. And they now have children of their own, and they're all in swimming clubs.